Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maria and Trista with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. Tomorrow morning, the Supreme Court will deliver the final judgment over a four-year-long court case between Adani and Ben Pennings, a Brisbane climate activist. Centibillionaire Adani has been actively suing local Brisbane organizer Ben Pennings and his family in Supreme Court since 2020 for $17 million over peaceful protesting. During this four-year period, Adani has hired private investigators to follow Penning's wife to work and photograph their children going to school in suburban Brisbane. On Thursday, the judge will rule whether Adani's case against Penning's will be completely thrown out as an abuse of process. Penning states, "It's literally threatens the political freedom of all Australians. Gautam Adani is the fourth richest man on earth. Despite being worth $100 billion, he wants to take my family's home as a threat to personal protesters."
Brisbane plans to build its tallest tower outside of CBD. Area Property Group has applied to build a 50-story residential tower in South Brisbane. The award-winning developer is also building a 24- and 36-story building alongside it. The precinct offers 678 apartments and 216 hotel rooms. It also features 3,650 square meters of public open space, including a central park and a retail precinct. The hotel would serve the influx of tourists Brisbane is expecting with the 2032 Olympic Games, offering luxury and convenient accommodation near the city.
In national news, data has revealed that the 20 private schools with the wealthiest parents in the country received a total of $130 million in government funding last year. Figures from the Australian Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority show that 98% of public schools are underfunded, while private schools are overfunded. Labour passed legislation just this week allowing the Commonwealth to provide up to 20% extra funding to public schools and is in talks with Australia's largest states pushing for a 5% increase. If a deal isn't reached when the current agreement expires this month, additional funding will not be granted.
A research done by Pharmaceutical Research Centre AbbVie found that half of Australians live with a chronic health condition, resulting in over a third leaving their jobs. The two major reasons are stress exacerbating the conditions and lack of support at work. Almost 1 in 5 Australian workers left their jobs because they were discriminated against for their health conditions. Australia spent nearly half of their health expenditure on chronic health conditions from 2022 to 2023. AbbVie Vice President said they are aiming to discuss with other employers and organizations how they can better support workers with a chronic health condition.
In international news, police have located a van stolen from a Christmas market in England. That van contained 2,500 pies, with police unable to save the pastries. The pies belong to Michelin-starred chef Tommy Banks, who said the pies worth $25,000 were a write-off after the refrigerated van was damaged in the theft. The Michelin-starred chef stated that the pies were a week's worth of work, with no current leads on who stole the van. A forensic investigation is underway in order to locate suspects.
And for our weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all our news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.